Welcome back to the Schneps Connects podcast. I want to let everybody know that we've expanded the Schneps Connects podcast to live events. And I hope you'll join an upcoming business networking event that we host every month. You can learn all about it at schnepsconnects.com. And of course, subscribe to our podcast wherever you're tuning in. I want to welcome back to Schneps Connects a terrific guest, part of Municipal Credit Union, the Chief Operating Officer, Tony Ann Seforza. With nearly two decades of leadership experience in New York's financial services sector, Tony Ann oversees operations across payments, card services, EFT operations, electronic services, human resources, learning and development, branch and digital delivery channels, deposit operation, fraud, and facilities. Tony Ann joined MCU in 2020 and has distinguished herself by translating strategic vision into measurable enterprise results while building a leadership bench that has produced multiple senior level promotions across operations, digital, and member delivery channels. She has led initiatives that strengthen workforce engagement, increased internal promotions, modernized total rewards, and supported growth across a workforce of more than 680 employees. So Tony, it's great to have you. Thank you so much for joining.
Thank you so much for having me. It's great to be here, and thank you for that very kind introduction.
Well, it's a lot you're responsible for, that's for sure. So, you know, really would love for you to just talk to me about really your leadership journey and how it shaped your approach to building teams. I feel every business, you know, is only possible with strong teams. So really would love to hear from you, you know, your outlook and how you go about executing that.
Absolutely. So my journey was somewhat unique. I started working, I'm sure like many other people, when I was 14, you know, when I got my first set of working papers. And I was always a curious person. So the first job I had was stuffing Redwills at a law firm, which doesn't sound all that glamorous, but I enjoyed so much, you know, reading all the case files. And I was probably the worst ever file clerk because I was so interested in reading as opposed to filing. But I think that is what shaped my professional journey, was always my curiosity and willingness to learn more than what I was just tasked to do. So when I graduated high school, I originally wanted to be an accountant, which is shocking because now I, you know, can barely add, you know, for the first semester of college, that's where I was going until I started working in human resources as part of my part-time job. And the reason I started working in HR is a friend of mine said to me at the time, "Hey, did you see this job posting?" I was working as a cashier at a local grocery store. And, you know, he said to me, "Hey, did you see this job posting? It's a dollar more an hour. You should apply for it." And I didn't even know what HR was at the time. But anyway, I applied. I got the job. I loved it. And so I started working full time in human resources for a bank in Westchester County, attended school, you know, at night and later on online. So it took me longer to finish college, but I got a jump start on my career. Basically, by the time I was 25, I was running my own human resources department for another financial institution, $8 billion financial institution in New York City. I had a leader at the time, a CEO, who took a chance on me, and I did everything I could to make sure he didn't regret taking that chance. And from there, I took on additional responsibility. Oftentimes work that no one else wanted, you know, no disrespect, but, you know, people didn't want facilities, right? Mm-hmm. And I took on facilities, and then other people that I worked with didn't want physical security, and I took on physical security, and so on. And so that's what got me here to COO at Municipal Credit Union, was one, my willingness to learn, two, my willingness to take on the jobs that other people didn't want, that which sort of created a career path for me that I would not have seen for myself, if I'm being honest. And how that shapes the teams that I build. One, I would never ask them to do something that I wouldn't do myself. And I push them to learn new things, even when it makes them uncomfortable, because that's how I grew in my career, was doing things that essentially scared me.
That's such great advice. And I'm a true believer in those points that you made. And I have to imagine, you know, having a background in HR has to be a big benefit when it comes to leading such a big organization, because I'm a big believer, I don't know who isn't, that, you know, culture is so important in an organization. So I would love to hear in your role as COO, like what differentiates MCU as an employer, particularly in such a competitive talent market?
Yeah, so much. I'll give you just a few. I mean, MCU is growing. We added 15% to our workforce in 2025. So
Wow.
while many other financial institutions are reducing headcount, we're moving full speed ahead. We have a mission to help hardworking New Yorkers build better lives. And our employees, who are pretty much born and bred New Yorkers, like myself, believe in that mission, are committed to it. All of us can choose from 25 different kinds of benefits that go beyond the standard benefits that are offered in many other places that you might apply to. This includes a 6% 401k match for non-union employees and an 8% 401k contribution for unionized employees.
Wow.
We provide affordable medical and dental coverage with rates that have not increased in the past 2 years. That's essentially unheard of in today's market. We're getting recognized externally for our culture, which to me is most important because our employees' voices are what get us that recognition. So for the
Yeah.
past 2 years, we've been certified as a great place to work and as New York's best and brightest companies to work for, which are all awarded based on employee surveys and feedback.
That's terrific. You know, one of the things that's always tough is trying to find the right people. And I'd love to hear what you look for when recruiting and who succeeds at MCU.
Well, getting the right people is the only way we can succeed. And of course, technical skills matter, but mindset matters more. We look for grit, determination, and hard work. Those who thrive at MCU take initiative and focus on results. It's pretty simple.
How do you go about assessing that? I mean, is it all through conversation? Do you have, a process in place that helps that?
We do, yes. So, like any good human resources department, our recruiting process is based on behavioral interviewing, which is essentially a way to talk to the candidate about how they would handle certain situations as they arise in the workplace. So, we draw on their past experience, have them talk about real examples, and we really get to see if they were sitting in the chair that we were about to hire them for, how they would perform in certain scenarios. And you can tell by the way people answer those questions if they're going to be the right fit or not. It's a feeling.
I love it. No, I believe in that feeling for sure. But I have to tell you, I interview a lot of people and I'm always challenging myself in terms of, what should I be asking? How can I learn a little bit more about that person? What are their true strengths and weaknesses? So it's really interesting to hear you describe that. And obviously, you've been successful, formulating such a great team. So happy to hear that. So MCU recently elevated teller roles to member service representative roles. So why was that decision made?
So this was both a service decision and a talent decision. Members today expect a seamless experience with knowledgeable professionals. They do not want to have multiple handoffs when they're in the branch. So this is a better experience for our members, which is first and foremost. But at the same time, it's also important for our culture. It was a way to recognize and promote our hardworking employees. By elevating the tellers to MSRs, we promoted 60 people, and their skill sets expanded as a result. We went through extensive training for them to become MSRs, and this can only help them build their own resume and career.
I love it. I think finding ways to be able to elevate people, is always a terrific, thing for the culture of the organization that they know that there's a way to continue to grow. So what's next for MCU's workforce strategy?
We're focused on sales, systems, products that better serve our members. It is important as we continue to grow our membership and our footprint across New York City. To become a member at MCU, you can live, work, worship, or attend school in New York City or the five boroughs. Internally, we're focused on leadership development and having the right people in the right positions. We're opening new branches in the coming months, one in Chelsea and one in the Rockaways. We're evaluating other locations throughout New York to continue our expansion. To learn more about MCU, how to become a member, or to explore available career opportunities, visit us at nymcu.org.
Well, Tony Ann, it was a pleasure talking to you. It was great to hear about really the culture that you're leading at MCU. And I love to hear that the organization is growing and that it really is available to everybody that lives here in New York City. So thank you so much for your time. Welcome back to the Schneps Connects podcast. I want to let everybody know that we've expanded the Schneps Connects podcast to live events. And I hope you'll join an upcoming business networking event that we host every month. You can learn all about it at schnepsconnects.com. And of course, subscribe to our podcast wherever you're tuning in. I want to welcome back to Schneps Connects a terrific guest, part of Municipal Credit Union, the Chief Operating Officer, Tony Ann Sforza. With nearly two decades of leadership experience in New York's financial services sector, Tony Ann oversees operations across payments, card services, EFT operations, electronic services, human resources, learning and development, branch and digital delivery channels, deposit operation, fraud, and facilities. Tony Ann joined MCU in 2020 and has distinguished herself by translating strategic vision into measurable enterprise results while building a leadership bench that has produced multiple senior level promotions across operations, digital, and member delivery channels. She has led initiatives that strengthen workforce engagement, increased internal promotions, modernized total rewards, and supported growth across a workforce of more than 680 employees. So, Tony, it's great to have you. Thank you so much for joining.
Thank you so much for having me. It's great to be here. And thank you for that very kind introduction.
Well, it's a lot you're responsible for, that's for sure. So, you know, really would love for you to just talk to me about really your leadership journey and how it shaped your approach to building teams. I feel every business, you know, is only possible with strong teams. So really would love to hear from you, you know, your outlook and how you go about executing that.
Absolutely. So my journey was somewhat unique. I started working, I'm sure like many other people, when I was 14, you know, when I got my first set of working papers. And I was always a curious person. So the first job I had was stuffing Redwills at a law firm, which doesn't sound all that glamorous, but I enjoyed so much, you know, reading all the case files. And I was probably the worst ever file clerk because I was so interested in reading as opposed to filing. But I think that is what shaped my professional journey, was always my curiosity and willingness to learn more than what I was just tasked to do. So when I graduated high school, I originally wanted to be an accountant, which is shocking because now I, you know, can barely add, you know, for the first semester of college, that's where I was going until I started working in human resources as part of my part-time job. And the reason I started working in HR is a friend of mine said to me at the time, "Hey, did you see this job posting?" I was working as a cashier at a local grocery store. And, you know, he said to me, "Hey, did you see this job posting? It's a dollar more an hour. You should apply for it." And I didn't even know what HR was at the time. But anyway, I applied. I got the job. I loved it. And so I started working full time in human resources for a bank in Westchester County, attended school, you know, at night and later on online. So it took me longer to finish college, but I got a jump start on my career. Basically, by the time I was 25, I was running my own human resources department for another financial institution, $8 billion financial institution in New York City. I had a leader at the time, a CEO, who took a chance on me, and I did everything I could to make sure he didn't regret taking that chance. And from there, I took on additional responsibility. Oftentimes work that no one else wanted, you know, it's no disrespect, but, you know, people didn't want facilities, right? Mm-hmm. And I took on facilities, and then other people that I worked with didn't want physical security, and I took on physical security, and so on. And so that's what got me here to COO at Municipal Credit Union, was one, my willingness to learn, two, my willingness to take on the jobs that other people didn't want, that which sort of created a career path for me that I would not have seen for myself, if I'm being honest. And how that shapes the teams that I build. One, I would never ask them to do something that I wouldn't do myself. And I push them to learn new things, even when it makes them uncomfortable, because that's how I grew in my career, was doing things that essentially scared me.
That's such great advice. And I'm a true believer in those points that you made. And I have to imagine, you know, having a background in HR has to be a big benefit when it comes to leading such a big organization, because I'm a big believer, I don't know who isn't, that, you know, culture is so important in an organization. So I would love to hear, in your role as COO, like, what differentiates MCU as an employer, particularly in such a competitive talent market?
Yeah, so much. I'll give you just a few. I mean, MCU is growing. We added 15% to our workforce in 2025. So
Wow.
while many other financial institutions are reducing headcount, we're moving full speed ahead. We have a mission to help hardworking New Yorkers build better lives. And our employees, who are pretty much born and bred New Yorkers, like myself, believe in that mission and are committed to it. All of us can choose from 25 different kinds of benefits that go beyond the standard benefits that are offered in many other places that you might apply to. This includes a 6% 401k match for non-union employees and an 8% 401k contribution for unionized employees.
Wow.
We provide affordable medical and dental coverage with rates that have not increased in the past 2 years. That's essentially unheard of in today's market. We're getting recognized externally for our culture, which to me is most important because our employees' voices are what get us that recognition. So for the past 2 years, we've been certified as a great place to work and as New York's best and brightest companies to work for, which are all awarded based on employee surveys and feedback.
That's terrific. You know, one of the things that's always tough is trying to find the right people. And I'd love to hear what you look for when recruiting and who succeeds at MCU.
Well, getting the right people is the only way we can succeed. And of course, technical skills matter, but mindset matters more. We look for grit, determination, and hard work. Those who thrive at MCU take initiative and focus on results. It's pretty simple.
How do you go about assessing that? I mean, is it all through conversation? Do you have, you know, a process in place that helps that?
We do, yes. So like any good human resources department, our recruiting process is based on behavioral interviewing, which is essentially a way to talk to the candidate about how they would handle certain situations as they arise in the workplace. So we draw on their past experience, have them talk about real examples, and we really get to see if they were sitting in the chair that we were about to hire them for, how they would perform in certain scenarios. And you can tell by the way people answer those questions if they're going to be the right fit or not. It's a feeling.
I love it. No, I believe in that feeling for sure. But I have to tell you, I interview a lot of people and I'm always challenging myself in terms of, you know, what should I be asking? How can I learn a little bit more about that person? You know, what are their true strengths and weaknesses? So it's really interesting to hear you describe that. And obviously, you've been successful, you know, formulating such a great team. So happy to hear that. So MCU recently elevated teller roles to member service representative roles. So why was that decision made?
So this was both a service decision and a talent decision. Members today expect a seamless experience with knowledgeable professionals. They do not want to have multiple handoffs when they're in the branch. So this is a better experience for our members, which is first and foremost. But at the same time, it's also important for our culture. It was a way to recognize and promote our hardworking employees. By elevating the tellers to MSRs, we promoted 60 people, and their skill sets expanded as a result. We went through extensive training for them to become MSRs, and this can only help them build their own resume and career.
I love it. I think finding ways to be able to elevate people, you know, is always a terrific, you know, thing for the culture of the organization, that they know that there's a way to continue to grow. So what's next for MCU's workforce strategy?
We're focused on sales, systems, products that better serve our members. It is important as we continue to grow our membership and our footprint across New York City. To become a member at MCU, you can live, work, worship, or attend school in New York City or the five boroughs. Internally, we're focused on leadership development and having the right people in the right positions. We're opening new branches in the coming months, one in Chelsea and one in the Rockaways. We're evaluating other locations throughout New York to continue our expansion. To learn more about MCU, how to become a member, or to explore available career opportunities, visit us at nymcu.org.
Well, Tony, it was a pleasure talking to you. It was great to hear about really the culture that you're leading at MCU. And I love to hear that the, you know, organization is growing and that it really is available to everybody that lives here in New York City. So thank you so much for your time.